Okay.
I don't know if this is talking head or I'm outside looking out of what it is, but if we should analyze the world situation today, I mean, one thing is to learn to see propaganda, not fall for it. I mean, I think that's really the most crucial thing, because that's where it starts. And the second one is, in other words, then we're talking about people who are intelligent, who are people of knowledge, not compromising with the truth and not falling for, I would say intelligent people can see through that, but well, as ordinary people, just not be careful, listen to independent sources, not don't just take the mainstream stream, because it is produced by political, especially when there are war times, power groups. Now the second one here, and I'm looking at this interview with Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy, Professor of Economics in the USA, from the Dialogue Works on YouTube. And he's just stating it plainly. And of course, when I hear that, it's obvious that, you know, money talks, nobody walks. He's taken it as an example that Israel received, and this is so ironic, he's laughing when he's saying it, Israel receives support money from the U.S., and then they're using, basically using that money for lobbying the Congress, and this way controlling the Washington power, which in turn controls the world. And maybe that sounds strange, but, and it is strange, but this is how it works. And they were talking there how the Washington people, the US government, influence other countries. They try to weaken other powerful countries like China and Russia and so on, by turning other countries, nations against them, making them play to their tune instead. And how do they do that? Well, he mentions that again. They work on the leaders, the politicians. And of course, it makes, I really think that this is where it has come now, because you know, the you got the US Congress and you have parliaments in different countries. Now they are operating by the noble principle of majority, and they are representing the people and all of that, right? Now, if you go to such a person in any country, in any parliament, and you take them one by one and you tell them, I give you $50 million, that's the number this man was even mentioning, you know, that size we're talking about. If you make, you know, vote for this, or if you are with us, this way they buy, you can buy a parliament today. And you know, they have trillions of dollars up there. There's so much money that these corporations and these powerful groups have, that you can do that. You can buy a parliament in India, here and there. And you can use those money and that influence that this money brings about to topple other governments. And this is very much how they are doing it, as he says it. Which is the, well, that kind of really strikes me. Maybe that's where it all is at today. We heard also the, you know, you have the military-industrial complex, these lobbying groups. And maybe that's where the power lies today. That's the danger of it. Democracy is if that is so, well, basically dysfunctional. So anyway, what we could do, I'm just testing here, in inside looking out, is to look at, again, something here that stands and falls with, or whatever you should say, human qualities, virtues and vices. How about honesty? How about greed? You know, we speak corruption. Isn't this corruption? It tends to be that when it's done in the right way, you know, by us, then it's not. But when it's done by the others, bad guys, then it's corruption. But I think this is really what runs the world today, and therefore runs it into a very, very dangerous paths. So again, we could focus on that, but we need to take these, as we call them, existential issues more seriously and bring them right into the leadership, the governance of our countries, of our planet. Because if it is controlled by such people, controlled by greed, by lust, by envy, then, well, that's what you get. The law of the jungle. So how to solve this? Well, we could establish that it stands and falls not just on those power people sitting in their offices and the super rich, but the knowledge that guides society. Because if the people of knowledge, the intellectuals, are actually doing their job of guiding the society, and the media, the journalists, who are very important today, you know, the writers, the online media, different kinds, magazines and newspapers and the television, the old fashion media also, and so on, news agencies, if they are governed by truth-sayers and actually intelligent people who are not bought and controlled by the power and profit people, then there is guidance. And that's the first thing we need, guidance. Each and every one of us in our personal lives, day-to-day lives, What am I going to do when the world is like this? Am I going to save myself and my family? Are we going to, you know, gather our friends and community here and become self-sufficient when we can't trust the government to provide safety and even housing and heating and the necessities of life? It can come crashing down at any moment. Money valueless, people already living on the streets in the richest nation of the world. The big and wonderful, fantastic land of the free. Yes, you are free to live on the street. So that guidance from the grassroots level, how we can handle our situation, but also the guidance to the leaders. And another important guidance is a legal system. Right should be right. You're not allowed to do that. You're sitting in a parliament or a congress. You're not allowed to take bribes, because that's what it is. This person here, that person, that congress is bought by different interest groups. Stop, get that away. It has to be exposed, it has to be stopped. But if the corruption is creeping so in everywhere, then there seems to be no way to stop it anymore. But it can start there. And that's the beauty of it. Knowledge does not depend on money or power or military or whatever. And today it can be spread also independently of big money or power positions. So what you're looking at now, it's something fantastic, something that can give us hope. And you see more and more intelligent, highly educated, but also honest and wise people, especially elderly professors and so on, and journalists, who are now independent and dare to speak out. They're coming out more and more here on YouTube and other channels. And there will be others, because this is after all controlled by other power groups, the huge, huge online corporations, which have their interest in making money and whatever connections they have to other power people and governments and businesses. So there's more and more need of that independent, like where you have it. Channels. Yeah.